Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good morning and welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, all across Europe, all across Africa, and all the way to Malaysia, India, New Zealand, and Australia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, and the Himalaya app. So, wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, please subscribe to Life Transformation Radio. And if the show resonates with you, please leave a rating and review so that we know how well we're doing. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. My guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my friend, Frankie Finn. Hey, Frankie, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Oh, my God, Sean, I'm stoked to be here. I know you're supposed to say every time you start a show, like, hey, I'm really happy to be here. But, like, genuinely, I'm really happy to be here because I think you're doing amazing work.
Thank you, man. I really, really appreciate that. And I like what you're doing as well. I think that that whenever you get into the not, like, normal side or whatever, that looks like I love the, you know, the energy vibration stuff. I love the, like, it's like the other path that people aren't really familiar with. This is what I love to dig into. So this is going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing episode because you have so much value to give on a topic that really isn't discussed a whole lot in certain circles. So I'm really pumped for this episode.
We're definitely going to go a little down the rabbit hole. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, for sure, man. So the title of this episode is A Real Life Jedi with Frankie Finn. Frankie is a renowned international speaker, entrepreneur, and master of the mystical arts. He has been featured in magazines, radio shows, and podcasts. As a real life Jedi and shaman, he is highly intuitive and sensitive to energy vibration and knows how to use spirit, sound, and plants as medicine. He helps people to find their life purpose using sacred plants and to release fears, frustration, and self-sabotage to bring more color, vibrance, and meaningful connections into their lives. You can look him up at sacredplantretreats.com, sacredplantretreats.com. Also look him up on facebook.com/Frankie.Finn, F-I-H-N, Frankie.Finn. And with that, I got to know, man, what is your why? Why did you choose the energy vibration, the spirits and sounds and mystical arts? What is your deep why for what you do?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I don't think anybody wakes up and says what I want to grow up is work with energy and spirits and all those kind of things. I actually feel like for me personally, I had such a crazy kind of opening experience that if it hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't have believed it myself. And one of the things that I learned from it going through this whole growth is you hear it a lot in entrepreneurial circles where they'll always tell you that 80% of any problem is mindset. And
yep.
What I realized is if you really take that definition deeper, it's a person's actual state of consciousness, what they really believe, think, what's really going on inside of their head all day long. And I've kind of come to the realization that I think most of society has like a severe sickness inside of like each person's mind. And I realized there's a real magic and beauty that happens for people when you literally rewire how they think, perceive, and view the world, and, you know, the new beliefs that come out of that. And what happens is when those things happen first is experience follows suit. And so I've spent the last decade focusing on raising people's consciousness. And firstly, you know, it was my own selfish journey and just all the amazing healing that came out of it and all the things. But seeing this transformation that happens in people's lives, I really think is the biggest gift. And I also feel like it's the number one thing that our world and our planet and our humanity needs as a whole. So when I wake up in a day, that's what I'm thinking about.
I love that. Very, very cool. So the whole show is about transformation and the journey of what that looks like. So tell us what a transformational moment in your life is or was, which then put you on the path to what you're doing today.
Yeah, so there was actually a very specific transformational moment for me that had it's kind of probably one of the craziest stories you'll ever hear. And like I said, had it not happened to me, I'm not sure I would have believed it.
I love it.
And so what had happened is it was around 2010, and I was actually kind of caught up in the whole reading about conspiracy stuff and things like that. And I heard a speaker mention this thing called ayahuasca, which has since become very, very mainstream. But at that point in time, it was very like low key, unheard of. And it was a really interesting thing for me because I decided to Google it, and I spent probably the next year just researching, and I read all these stories of people who had cancer cured and lifelong depression lifted from drinking it once and blindness cured. And I just thought, it can't do all those amazing things it says.
Right.
And but I decided that it was just something I had to try. And that was a really even itself like an interesting decision for me because I grew up with two like, you know, kind of raging alcoholic parents, and my dad really did everything. So I grew up like really anti drugs of all kind. And here I am reading about not just a drug, but, you know, the most powerful drug known in humanity. And I thought, you know, I have to try it at least once before I die. So I found out you can order it online. I don't recommend you do it that way. I decided to try it on my own, and I did it 6 times over 2 years. And it was the third time where I had a really interesting experience that kind of opened something for me. So it was the first time I had like a real legitimate hallucinogenic experience. And I remember I was, for lack of a better term, Sean, I don't know how to say this nicely, but I was tripping balls. But it was neither mystical or profound. And I remember saying to this substance just out loud, I like literally vocalized, I said, well, where's my mystical healing? And then all of a sudden, I remember my right arm just lunged up as if it had taken over my body, lunged down and grabbed this Kleenex box and held it an inch from my face, which really freaked me out. I used my other hand and shoved it away. And I said, where's my mystical healing experience? And it did it again. And this happened, I think, 5 times. On the 5th time, I decided to actually look at this Kleenex box, which in hindsight is kind of funny because it's one of those things. It's like when life answers you, or the universe or whatever you want to call it, a higher power answers you, but in a way you're not expecting, so you don't even realize you're getting the answer. And the Kleenex box on it said the words of dreams and inspiration, and they started to glimmer and become three-dimensional. And my sort of hallucinogenic experience, they floated out inside of me, and I became very inspired. So I spent the next probably 3 hours looking into this Kleenex box, which had like a universe and galaxy pattern, and feeling just completely inspired. If I wasn't in my own home, I probably would have been arrested, which is probably one of the reasons I don't recommend it. But what was really interesting is the very next day I was sober. There was also in the bottom left of the Kleenex box, there was a picture of a little blue butterfly, which wasn't very significant at the time. But I started to see that synchronicity. And I don't mean just like once or twice. I mean like 15 to 20 times a day. the same synchronicity. I would walk by the clocks and they would be 11:11, or I'd wake up in the middle of the night and it would be 1:11. Or I can even remember, like, you know, I was much more into sports then. I remember I turned on, like, my favorite hockey team, and the game is tied 1-1 with 11:11 to go in the first period, and it was just like 1-1-1-1-1-1 all across. And I started getting beat over the head with the same synchronicity over and over and over. And, there's a couple I remember in particular that really stuck out. Like, one of them was, I remember being in the grocery store. My girlfriend said, "Hey, can you grab a veggie tray?" And I managed to put one in our cart, take it home without even looking at it. And when I got home, the vegetable tray was actually a blue butterfly. So, like, they had, like, broccoli in the one wing and, you know, like, carrots in the other. I can remember somebody said, if you're getting into this psychedelic stuff, maybe you'd be interested in this guy, Terrence McKenna. So I go on YouTube, I watch a video, and he's standing there giving a lecture wearing a blue butterfly shirt. And there were so many just weird things like that that kept happening. I remember there was a book on Amazon about near-death experiences. The cover was a blue butterfly. The two weirdest ones, John, if I'm being completely honest with you, I don't know how your viewers would take this, but one time it actually found me in pornography, which was a big part of my life. Like, the girl bent over and she had a blue butterfly tramp stamp, and there was nowhere it didn't find me. And the weirdest one, I remember my girlfriend at the time, she bought me a video game, which was my favorite video game growing up, called Zelda, which I hadn't played in like 10 years, but she said there's a new one, so I got it for you. And there's a game called Skyward Sword, and I was playing this game for the Wii, and in it they have patches of, like, blue butterflies floating in a circle. And I remember just thinking, oh, God, more blue butterflies, like, it's just never ending. And so I saw all these blue butterflies floating in a circle, and it wasn't really significant at the time, but after, like, 4 or 5 hours in the game of, like, chasing a princess, all of a sudden your character gets knocked out and he wakes up in his bed. And there's a spirit over you in the game, and the spirit says, I can't explain, but you have to come with me. And it brings you to this new area you couldn't otherwise access and teaches you this sacred song that, you know, only spirits know. And then she says, go play it where the blue butterflies gather. And then you use this song to then open, like, gateways to other worlds, which really, really happened in my experiences, which is, like I said, so this persisted over 2 years. And I remember the sixth time I drank it, I had a vision of, like, a million tiny blue butterflies that made one bigger one. And I remember as I was coming down, I finally Googled it, and I was like, there has to be an answer. Maybe Google knows. So I just Googled blue butterfly ayahuasca. It turned out there was a retreat in Peru called Blue Morpho Tours, and their symbol was this blue butterfly. And I reached out to them, and they had actually done a ceremony to, like, look for a marketing person. And I remember I reached out and just said, hey, can I help you guys with your marketing? I would love to come down and just find out what this symbol is all about. And I had my first sort of, like, near-death, mystical, afterlife-y, whatever kind of experience then, whatever you want to call the name for it. I don't know what the right label is. And have since, you know, had those be a mainstay of my life, both with and without substances. And so, you know, as far as being transformational, it literally changed, you know, everything I saw about the world from one day to the next.
Outstanding. So the blue butterfly ended up being the symbol of this one retreat.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I went down there in December 2012 for the first time, when the world was supposed to end, when the Mayan calendar was ending, which for me in many ways kind of did.
Yeah. Huh. So what was the retreat about?
So the retreat's like a 5-day kind of, like, shamanic or ayahuasca retreat, and it was very eye-opening for me in a lot of different ways, because we have a saying in our lineage, which is, like, the spirits choose you, you don't choose it. I wouldn't even say, like, I didn't believe in this stuff before I got in it, but it didn't even exist on my radar. You know, and I found myself training in kind of, like, Amazonian and other disciplines of, like, shamanism without even really knowing what it was at the time. And I just found it to be, for me and kind of my life gifts, that it was the single biggest transformational experience that I think anybody could have, because it literally rewires your entire identity and belief system and who you think you are, you know.
Well, how so?
Well, I mean, you've been, obviously, you've worked with experts of all kinds. You've spoken at conferences. One of the things I've learned is that if you take, like, two people, for example, who are trying to get in shape, and you show both of them push-ups, in a year from now, one of those people is going to come back to you and say, you know, thank you, Sean. I'm built like a Navy SEAL thanks to that push-up exercise you showed me. And another person can say, oh, I tried it. It didn't work. And when you really look into what makes the difference for those people, it's really who they think they are, their approach, their beliefs about themselves. And so, you know, for me, like, to give you a very, like, real example, and I'm not trying to project any beliefs on anybody. I'm just, you know, sharing my own experience. But one of the things that happened for me that first night was the first moment I had, like, what I would call, like, a God or higher power experience. And it was very unusual, because when you're standing before this kind of, like, infinite intelligence that understands you in a way that you couldn't possibly be understood by a human, it was very interesting to me because it reflected my own humor back to me, and I wasn't really expecting that. And so the first thing that I'm waiting for the whole meaning of life, why are we here? And I meet this infinite intelligence, and no word of a lie, the first thing that happened is it made a penis joke with me. And I was like, God, you can't make penis jokes. And this intelligence was like, why not? Who do you think invented penis jokes? Who do you think invented humor? Why can't I do these things? And, you know, I think a lot of people carry a lot of ideas that are really told to them by other people that are really counterproductive to who they are, and realizing you have this, like, kind of infinite loving intelligence that supports your existence and you just have to learn and tap into, I think is, like, you know, as transformative as it gets. At least it was for me and the people that I know who go through this kind of work.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. What is it about the energy? I'm curious about, when you talk about sensitive to energy vibration, and you know how to use the spirit sound in plants and medicine, talk about the energy vibration, because I've known a couple people that are very intuitive, or they just call themselves, like, I'm an energy intuitive or whatever. Talk about, you know, the sensitivity to the energy vibration.
Yeah, you know, I think if you're one of those people, I think there's a lot of people who are sensitive to energy in ways they don't necessarily realize is being sensitive to energy. So one of the simplest ways is, you know, people say that 97% of communication is nonverbal. And I see people all the time, for example, in, like, a sales context where if somebody doesn't believe in themselves, they may kind of say something like, well, you wouldn't want to buy one of these, would you? And of course, you know, when somebody's really confident and believes in what they're doing and it resonates with them, they just come from a very, very different, more persuasive, convincing place. And I think people are really, really sensitive to that. And I think, like, most people I've talked to, even people who don't necessarily believe in this kind of thing, have had the experience of either they're thinking of a friend and suddenly that friend calls them on the phone within 5 to 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Or they hear a song on the radio, and the song on the radio just hits them so deep in the feels and speaks to them so deeply that they're like, wow, it's like this song was written just for me. And I really think those are real life examples of people working with energy. And then for me personally, as I've learned to kind of develop and hone this and work on it, I can remember for the first 27 years of my life, like, spirits just weren't really a part of existence. And now I have very strange experiences where often I'm told things about people that I'm not supposed to know. Especially people that, you know, I'm meant to serve and help. And, you know, you can just know things that far, go way deeper than anything they've ever kind of told you consciously on a surface level. And so that's one of the ways it kind of shows up for me. And as well, I think sound is a big part of it. And I think most people don't realize that. And one of the ways, like, your listeners can really, really benefit right away is just put some really nice chill out music whenever you're working in a space, and you'll find that, or whatever that is for you, whatever music gets you fired up and amped up, because sound is one of the most powerful ways that, you know, that
yep.
kind of energy healing moves.
Yeah, no, I get that, because, you know, like, I have a couple playlists that I like to use, you know, and so, like, I'll be speaking at an event, and we'll do, like, a reflection moment, you know. So I have them write down, you know, what are the top five things that at the end of your life that you're so happy that you did. You know, I say, take a couple minutes, just think about it, you know, and I'll play some music. And it's usually music associated with something about, like, accomplishing or goal setting or something that I think would motivate them, you know. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes I hear a song like Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, right? I mean, it's a Rocky,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You hear the Rocky song, you're like,
right,
like, oh, man, it just takes you back to the movie, right? There's a bunch of songs out there like that. You know, I hear this one thing, I'm like, man, I feel like I could do anything right now. Like, dude, I'm ready. I'm like pumped up, you know? Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. But I hear, like, some you know, instrumental music, you know, that's, like, inspiring. Or, like, you watch a video. If you just watched me or you or anybody else just talk, it probably wouldn't be as impactful as if there was, like, you know, fierce fighting music in the background. You know, like we're riding into battle, and here's, like, the
totally.
Last moment that I'm going to say something. You know, that's why they have, like, the best music, you know, like Braveheart, like the movie Braveheart. If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing movie. But, you know, when they're talking about, you know, they may take our lives, but they never take our freedom. And there's, like, this, you know, boisterous music, you know, playing in the background. Like, if there was no music, you should be like, cool. You know, let's do that. Yeah. But because of the music, like, it just enhances everything. I love that. Yep.
Yeah, it's funny.
Energy, sound.
I actually have a
yep.
friend who makes movie trailers, and I've seen movie trailers without the sound, and it's not a movie trailer. Let's just say that.
It's not good. It's not good. So how have you taken your why, your transformational moment, what you know about the energy and sound vibrations, and used it to elevate the world around you?
You know, that's such a deep question. I'm glad you asked that. But it's one of those things that obviously, I think there's a couple of levels to it for how I see it. The first is, obviously, you know, we have our own retreats that we run in Holland, and those are the people who kind of are meant for this kind of direct work. And usually, you know, we kind of blow their minds up and give them their own mystical experience and reframe everything they thought they were 5 minutes before, which is always fun to experience, because I remember what that was like for the first time for me. And then I think what's really, really interesting is that I've learned that this work has much deeper implication, because not everybody's meant to go fly across the world and do some mind-altering hallucinogen and do energy and healing work while they're doing it. But I think there are
right.
some real benefits that can, you know, benefit anybody. And I think, you know, usually the kinds of people that we like to elevate are people that, you know, I just understand the best, because I've been in their shoes 10 years ago. And so I get people who tell me, I feel like I have so much potential to change this world, but I have no idea where to start. Or I meet people who, they love to learn lots, but they don't feel like they're a master or an expert in any one thing. They're like, you know, I do good motivation, but I'm not Tony Robbins. Could you imagine if you said that, by the way? Your show would never exist. And I think, like, most of the people that we help elevate, they usually know they were meant for more. And it's very interesting, because they usually almost all have some kind of childhood story where they say, you know, don't you ever feel like there's more to life than this? And the first thing they do is ask somebody around them who doesn't feel that way. And they're usually like, no, what are you talking about? Like, I don't feel it's more. Like, what do you mean? You got benefits, a good job. What else more do you want?
All right.
We already figured it out. And so they know they're meant to impact the world, but they don't always know what to do. And they're usually asking big questions. You know, who are we? What are we doing here? Why? you know, obviously some of the people obviously have an interest in sacred plants. And I think a lot of the people who that we help elevate feel like they're successful, but deep down, if they're really honest with themselves, they realize that they're successful by other people's definition. And I experienced this firsthand where when, you know, I was younger, I got a really good factory job, which where I'm from, that's kind of, there's this unwritten script that says, go get a good job at a factory, work your way up the corporate ladder. I worked for the Ford Motor Company, and I did that at a very young age, got like a supervisor job. My mom was proud of me because, you know, nobody in my family had ever gone to college. And here I was, made it big, except I wanted to put a bullet in my head every day because I was trapped in a dirty, smelly factory around, you know, angry, unhealthy guys who smelled badly and didn't shower much, breathing in toxic chemicals, being 20 years old, never seeing girls, and feeling like, you know, if I died tomorrow, they would just keep on making parts like I never existed. And so I think a lot of people feel like they're really successful, but if they're really honest with themselves, they're successful by other people's definitions, and what they really want to do is what they're here to do and their purpose. And a lot of people tell me as well, they're finding, you know, that one thing they're passionate about that's, you know, above all others, they have a really hard time figuring it out, because usually we deal with a lot of people that have really diversified interests and just kind of feeling like they're different. I mean, if you really just feel like you're different and the people around you don't get you. And so we really kind of help to elevate people like that. And it's really, really beautiful, the types of messages I get. I just had a client of ours, for example, who sent me a message who had been trying to crack through in her business. And, you know, we really just got back to the basics about what she really wanted to do to help people. And she made $25,000 in a week and sent me a message about how she was crying, you know, tears of gratitude, because it was the first time that had been possible for her. And, you know, it's really amazing when you see stuff like that. So, I mean, I'd say those are the big things, is just helping people to find answers to those really big questions that sometimes they just can't find anywhere else.
I love that. Yeah, and it's so great that once they have that breakthrough, that they're immediately messaging you, right? Because you do this work. It's almost like the coaching industry is like a thankless job almost, because they're like, oh my God, I did all this and this, that, and the other, whatever. You know what I mean? And it's almost like you're like, that's awesome, and you're happy for them. You're like, that's awesome. Like I met somebody the other day, and they're like, yeah, I help, you know, create million-dollar businesses. I'm like, cool. How many have you built? And they're like, well, I mean, I don't have one. I'm like, well, how can you build others? They're like, I have no idea. They're like, I don't know. I was like, wait, what? And so we literally got to talk, and they were like, yeah, I just, you know, I've worked with, you know, six or seven people, and they were at six figures, and I helped them scale to seven figures. But I mean, I haven't scaled to seven figures because I'm helping everybody else do that. Like, well, what would it take for you? And they're like, well, I'd have to really set it down. But, you know, I'm happy at my six-figure business, and I'm happy at, you know, whatever. I'm like, huh. And they're like, sometimes I know, sometimes I don't know, because sometimes I'll see it on social that they're posting about how they made all this money, but they don't tell me about it. I'm like, dang. Like, huh. And then I looked back, and I was like, yep, I've definitely got that. I've definitely gotten people a result. And they're like, oh, my gosh, like, all over social media, and I'm really happy for them. And then maybe like a week later, they're like, oh, yeah, thanks for that, by the way. Like, that was, yeah, thanks for that. I was like, yeah, whatever. So I was like, if you're in it for the thank you, you're in it for the wrong reason, for sure. So just seeing people's gratitude and seeing the results is, you know, what drives me. I don't know about you, but that's what I've decided that's what drives me.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because you know, as somebody who's been an entrepreneur for like, I don't know, since like 2007, you know, a lot of beginner entrepreneurs, obviously, they want to get into it to make money. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But what you'll find is if that's your goal in business, which has happened to me and many of the clients I know, is eventually you will actually succeed if you stay with it long enough and you'll make enough money. But your drive to do anything will go to zero overnight if your only purpose of your business is to go out and make money. And what happens is you'll just get bored.
Right.
You won't want to get up. You don't need to answer the phone. You don't need to do anything. And eventually you will spend that money and go through these never-ending cycles of up and down. And the only way to really push through that is to have like a much, much deeper reason why. And it's funny that you say it is a thankless job, because I really think so. I actually, when I did marketing for 10 years, the number of people who thank me, I could probably count on one hand, because whenever it works, you know, they take all the credit. Whenever it doesn't, you know, you're the first guy to be blamed. But, you know, I really think, you know, a big reason why a lot of people can't actually reach those higher level barriers and why they get stuck is because they don't have a deeper reason than money to get up and do what they're doing.
Right.
And then eventually you'll always plateau in that. And I think a big part of it is like exactly what you said. We do a really similar exercise with people, which is Einstein has this brilliant quote where he says, if you gave me an hour to solve one of the world's problem, I would spend the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask, because I figured once I knew the right questions to ask, the answers would come easily. And so we do something really similar where, you know, take your life to the end and imagine you're leaving this planet or dying, or for whatever reason, your last moment is an hour away. And if you have just one message to leave for humanity behind, what would it be and why, and who would you say it to? And I think, you know, when you have that kind of clarity, it's interesting enough because those deeper whys actually make you more successful in all the areas of your life, including, you know, your relationships and your health, even though usually most of the people that we work with are just trying to make more money initially when they come to us.
True. Yeah. Well, there's the other one too, is like, if you're going to chop down a tree, you know, spend 40 minutes sharpening your axe and then spend the next couple of minutes chopping. You know, if it takes you an hour to chop a tree, you know, spend 40 minutes sharpening the axe and then, you know, so it's kind of like the work smarter, not harder mentality, you know, strategize, you know, whatever. I love that you say that as a real life Jedi and shaman. Like, I totally geek out on that stuff, man. I love that. So tell me how you came up with that.
Well, you know, to be honest, it was like, you know, obviously a lot of people love the Star Wars movies and all the, you know, use the Force, it's only in your mind. And at some point, probably when I was about 2 years into this whole shamanic journey, is the lines of what I would call like spirit world and everyday life just really started to blur. And I realized that this idea that there was a divide was only just like this kind of experience I was having. And when I started to have these kind of mystical experiences, they allowed me to kind of take what seemed like to most people like bigger leaps of faith. So to give you a really like real example. So my girlfriend and I took a 5,000 mile road trip from Montreal, Canada, all the way down to San Diego. And we just took our time, but at some point we realized, and it was a really weird time in my life because I just closed down a business that was no longer serving me. So I had zero income, wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, was just having a good time on this road trip. And about 80% of the way through the trip, we can see a finite end to our savings. And we're like, well, we've probably got to do something. And so I decided to just grab a piece of paper and write that I was going to, I was going to do $10,000 in the next 3 days. I didn't know how, but, and that was a pretty like huge goal at the time, because we're in the middle of a canyon in the middle of Texas where there isn't cell phone service for like 12 hours walk, right? So this idea that I'm going to make, you know, $10,000 online in 3 days. And it was interesting because I just kept writing up the goal, and I had heard a billionaire friend of mine, who actually he's not quite a billionaire, but almost, who swears by just doing this kind of practice, just writing down your intention over and over and over. And on day two of it, I'd never actually met him before. I just heard about him through a friend at Masterminds. And we were at a live event. There was this big celebrity gala in Los Angeles, and we went to it. You know, Ashton Kutcher was there, and I think Jack Canfield was there, some like pretty big A-list celebrities. And this billionaire guy who I had never met previously was there. And we got a chance to talk to him around midnight. And he said he was talking about live events he used to do to help people make high ticket sales. And he said the events were 3 days long. And we always believed if somebody could get a $10,000 sale before they left the event, then they could believe they could do it before they left and they would be able to do it all the time. So he says, what you have to do is make $10,000 in 3 days, which is exactly the goal I was writing from the guy who suggested I write it. So it's like just such well beyond synchronicity. On day three, I had a client call me and say, you know, I need help with this video project. I can give you 20 G's for it. Is it okay if I pay you half now and half later? And of course, my girlfriend's freaking out. She's like, we're going to run out of money. I'm like, no, we're not. Like, I'm writing down this intention. And so to me, that's very Jedi-like. And the real breakthroughs, I think, are not in discovering that, hey, I'm this cool Jedi, but I think it's this innate ability that all of us have, but there's so much doubt and disbelief. And a lot of times it really, reality just bends to your decision. So I have a client who, she grew up in, like, I want to say Bosnia, and they were having a war, and she had her legs blown off and watched six of her friends die when she was like 6 years old. So she was emergency flown to the U.S. and she, you know, has prosthetic legs now. And she's since been has become the trainer for Winter the Dolphin, if you've ever seen the Disney movies about the dolphin with the prosthetic tail. And anyways, she has this amazing power to speak. And she wanted to become a public speaker, but nobody was hiring her. And I said, well, what do you really love about speaking? And she said, I just love having an audience full of people and watching them get inspired and see their lives change and realizing, you know, if I can go do all these things with no legs, surely you can. And so one of the things that I remember showing her, I was like, if you really believe in that, then don't wait for somebody to speak. Let's just make your own event. We'll put it this weekend and we'll start bringing people to it and we'll start promoting it now and we'll make you a speaker. We'll give you a stage. We don't have to wait for somebody else to give you a stage. And when she really decided to do that, it was really interesting because I think it was like 3 weeks later, she got booked on a TED Talk, which obviously you know firsthand is really, really cool to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Much the pinnacle for a speaker. But part of that really just comes out of like making a firm decision, like I'm a speaker, I'm going to do this, I'm not waiting for anybody else, this is my life's purpose, I'm going to start, you know, creating audiences one way or another, and I'm going to share my message. And when you make that decision, I really think life follows suit. And so that to me is what real life, being a real life Jedi looks like. And I don't know, I hope that does a good job of explaining that concept.
No, absolutely, man, absolutely. So here's what I want to do. I want to do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, programs, products, services, whatever it is that you want the audience to know and to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Shameless plug moment. Okay. So I've created a free training that is for anybody who resonates with this material that really wants to find out both why you're really here on this earth and what you need to do if you've either discovered that or started to discover it and you want to eliminate all the normal blockages and things that stand in people's way from living that. It's totally free. It'll benefit whether you are into the sacred plant stuff or not, because I wanted to benefit people even who aren't our potential clients. You can get that right now. Just go to sacredplantretreats.com and show you some really cool stuff. So one of the things that's inside that I think you'll really benefit from is I really believe why most people can't find their life purpose or figure it out or live it is because there's this kind of horrible story. J.K. Rowling, I guess, the Harry Potter author, was on a train one day. And supposedly the story goes in like 7 minutes, she just became inspired to write all 7 or 8 books or however many there are and had this big download and just, aha, the light turned on. And I think for most of us, what we don't realize is that does happen to people, but that's like 0.00001% of people. And for the rest of us, there's a real process to not just discover your purpose, but to create it intentionally. And it revolves around three things, which is what you really love to do, what you really love to spend time on, what you're really good at, your actual gifts and things that, you know, benefit humanity. And then, of course, what the world at large and what the market that you serve actually needs. And when you do things that overlap in those three areas, there's a really magic thing that I call the quantum effect. So if that sounds cool to you, check that out. And again, it's sacredplantretreats.com.
Very cool. Very cool, man. I appreciate you sharing that. As we start to close, talk about Sacred Plant Retreats. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, it was really interesting because for me, I worked in a very, like, professional setting for 10 years, and this was a kind of, like, a really secret part of my life, kind of, like, behind the scenes, you know. Like, for example, my last business, I worked with lawyers, and I became, like, you know, one of the top speakers in the country, and I know a lot of the top lawyers in the United States. Like, of the top 50, I probably know half of them. And, you know, it's not usually the coolest thing to say at a lawyer convention that I sat around doing a bunch of psychedelic hallucinogenic substances and pondering your existence and who you guys are and what you really need before I came here to give that speech. And so I really, really kept that secret. And we used to do, like, a lot of these kind of, like, little in-person masterminds. And inevitably, people would always ask us about, you know, these kind of stories and what happens and want to try it. And so I started kind of sharing it with people little by little in a way that was kind of safe and comfortable for me. And after a while, I realized that this was the work that we were really meant to do, and have since decided to really share it and give away the coolest stuff, because I really believe, not necessarily for everybody, but for those people it's meant for, there's nothing in the world that'll be more life transformative than this. It literally will make you a different person from one day to the next. I like to joke, but it's very true. It's like doing 10 years of therapy in a single night. And, you know, it's really amazing. I'm actually just looking at a message from one of the guys who was at our last retreat. So he's a really young college kid who got a job coming out of college, but he kept saying, you know, I really want to travel the world and do the cool stuff like you do. But I'm going to go settle on this job, work there, get some experience. And I told him that, you know, that if he did that, we would be having the same conversation in 10 years, but it would be even harder once you have a house, a kid, and a mortgage. So he decided to come hang with us, took a leap of faith. I was an asshole, and my phone died, and I couldn't even tell him that I was going to be an hour late to pick him up at the airport. So he was just standing by himself at this giant international airport, thankfully, still waiting.
Oh, man.
And I just got a message. It says, dude, this man shows up in a McLaren, sits down with me, pulls out his Gucci bag with $10,000 rolled up, and tells me, I came here to spend money. How much is it going to cost me? So it's amazing to see those kind of changes. And it's really, you know, I wish I could take all the credit, but it starts, you know, with their own decision to just believe they're worth it and to believe they're worth a better life. And so, you know, this kind of work has been for me about seeing people who have amazing gifts in the world, but haven't really seen how they can put them together in their own unique way. Because we're all, like, you know, a little bit different. That's, you know, that's the one tricky thing about, like, a group coaching program or things. And there's a lot of benefits to doing all those things. But who you are and your unique gifts and your unique way of looking at the world is always a little bit different than somebody else's. And so, you know, finding that in a way that's safe, comfortable, and helpful for you is, I think, the most important thing you can do in your entire life. I mean, how would you feel, Sean?
Perfect.
Just asking you, like, since you've kind of discovered your own purpose, like, how has that shifted your own life?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question to ponder, man. And, you know, we'll run out of time by the time I answer that question. But in short, you know, I live a life of purpose. And my purpose is to empower other people to live their truth. And without my purpose, man, I would be lost, right? Be lost.
Totally.
Dude, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This has been absolutely incredible. Where should people go to find you?
Yeah, so obviously we got the shameless plug. If you want to check it out, sacredplantretreats.com. We got info both if you want to check out the free training, as well as if you're interested in learning more about the retreats. You can check those out on your own terms and see, you know, what other people
awesome.
Have seen about them. So go there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. It was absolutely incredible. Life Transformation Radio listeners, if anything resonated with you today, please subscribe to Life Transformation Radio. And with that, live a great life. Until next episode.